Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Cecilia. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。Colin, do you know what day it is this Sunday?
Yeah, of course I know. It's 清明节。
哎，不愧是在中国待了17年啊，对这些传统文化了如指掌。
Oh, it's because we'll have one day off. That's really hard to ignore.
Oh, yeah, 原来是因为放假。
Just kidding.Actually, I am interested in Chinese traditional culture. Do you know how to say 清明节 in English?
The 清明 festival, of course.
Yeah, that's one way. It can also be called Tomb Sweeping Day. And sometimes people call it Chinese Memorial Day or Ancestors Day.
Tomb Sweeping Day. 翻译过来其实就是扫墓日哈，这个倒是听过。Chinese Memorial Day 和 Ancestors Day.这两个说法我还真是第一次听到。那说到这儿，大家有没有发现啊？这个节日有的时候呢是用 festival， 有的时候是用 day。包括你看，春节是 the spring festival， 情人节呢又是 Valentine's Day。这个 festival 和 day 有什么区别？又该怎么区分呢
？Yeah, that's all true. And usually we would translate 节 as festival, but you know, for 清明 we don't like to use the word festival because festival is.You know, a party. And this is not, we would just say day.
看来这个 festival 和 day 确实是有区别的哈。那在今天的节目里呢，我们就好好的来解答一下这个问题。我们的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字，来领取我们的文字版笔记。那先从最常见的 day 说起啊。有一种情况呢是一定会用 day 而不用 festival 了，就是为特定人群设定的节日，一般呢纪念或者表达感情的色彩比较浓重。
Sure, for example, Teacher's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Children's Day.
其实有一个很明显的区分标志哈，就是这种节日一般它不放假。当然啦，你也可以给过节的人送些小礼物，让他有点过节的感觉。
Yeah, I wouldn't mind giving you a little present on April Fool's Day.
Thank you. Wait, hey, I'm not a fool. Colin, 你又在给我挖坑啊。那这个 April Fool's Day 就比较另类一些了。愚人节的时候呢，你可以拿别人开涮，被捉弄的人也不会跟你真的生气。
Right. As for the word festival...Well, a festival is a special day or period, usually in memory of a special event, and has its own social activities, food, or ceremonies.
这个 festival 它更强调具有传统意义的节日，像我们的端午节、春节、元宵节，还有中秋节、重阳节都用 festival。在这样的节日里呢，人们会举行庆祝活动，品尝特定的传统美食，享受节日的美好。
Yeah.Most of them are public holidays, so people don't have to go to work or school.
说到重点了哈，这个 festival 呢，一般是有假放的，是不是感觉一下就更可爱了呢？好了，聊完了 festival 和 day 的区别啊，说回我们的清明节。So, Colin, do you know what people do on Qingming Festival?
During Qingming, Chinese families visit the tombs of their ancestors to clean the grave sites and, you know, pray to their ancestors and make ritual offerings.
没错哈。清明节大家都会去扫墓祭祖，供奉一些祭品以祭哀思。那再考考你哈， What kind of offerings are often offered?
Well, offerings would typically include traditional food dishes and burning of joss sticks and joss paper.
厉害啊，根本考不倒你嘛。那除了供奉一些传统食品作为祭品之外呢，一般还会烧香烧纸钱来进行拜祭。那 joss 这个单词就是指中国的神像，所以 joss stick 就是我们用来祭祀的这种一柱一柱的香。 joss paper 呢很简单，就是拜祭用的纸钱了。但现在呀，随着环保和安全意识的提高，这种拜祭的仪式也在与时俱进哈。 The common practice is to carry flowers instead of burning paper, incense or firecrackers.
Yeah, that's more practical and environmentally friendlyBesides, you don't want to burn a mountain accidentally to be put in prison for arson.
You got the point. 之前呢，一到清明节就老有那种烧纸，结果把一座山都给点燃了的新闻。情节严重的话呢，是要因为纵火罪而坐牢的。这个 arson 呢，就是我们说的纵火罪。
Yeah, that's a big price to pay for showing filial piety.
为了尽孝，结果闯这么大的祸哈，相信逝去的先人也不想看到。那所以大家一定要注意安全。那刚刚 Colin 说的这个 filial piety 就是指孝心。So is there a particular date in Canada when people visit their family members like we do with 清明节?
No. A lot of people will go on Mother's Day or Father's Day. But in my family, we always went to visit on their birthdays. But I know in some places in China, people believe that the sweeping tombs is only allowed during this festival because they believe the dead will get disturbed if you're sweeping on other days.
Yeah, I've heard of that.But I don't think it has to be a specific date. We just need an occasion to get the family members united. Like in China, after gathering on Qingming to perform family duties at the tombstones, people can spend the rest of the festival in family outings.
Yeah, I've seen people go hiking and flying kites, really enjoying the springtime.
其实呢，清明节不仅有它这个肃穆庄重的一面，也有它轻松欢乐的一面。人们在这个时候呢，可以亲近自然，踏青游玩，享受春天的乐趣。
Yeah, that's the thing I like about Qingming Day. You know, besides the day off.
Yeah, but you know, I always get a little sentimental at this time of year. Maybe I miss my grandpa too much, maybe it's the weather, I don't know.
Could be the weather, since it's always raining these days. As the poem goes, 清明时节雨纷纷。
路上行人欲断魂。
借问酒家何处有? Excuse me, where can I find the bar?
这翻译也真是信达雅啊。牧童说, can you speak Chinese? 好啦，那再问问我们的翻译奇才，这个第一句里面的雨纷纷要怎么翻译呢?
I just use the word drizzle.
虽然就只有一个词啊，但是就是非常的传神。这个 drizzle 就是指这种蒙蒙细雨，那做动词呢，就表示下毛毛雨。You know, Colin, you are really impressive. 不管是传统习俗还是古诗词都信手拈来哈。You are a China hand.
Thank you. There is still a lot for me to learn.
还谦虚起来了。那这个 China hand 理解为中国手肯定是不对的。但是加个字变成中国老手意思就差不多了。因为呢它其实就是指中国通相当于 China expert.
So, have you made your plans for the holiday?
Yeah, I'll go back home to visit my grandfather's grave. I really miss him. And if time permits, I'll go hiking with my parents.
Well, that sounds good. I wish you a nice holiday.
Same to you. 也祝愿大家在清明节都能够 spend some time with your family, reminisce about the past, and enjoy the present. 那这期节目就先到这里。最后再告诉大家一个好消息。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费赠送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖了。这些英文原版书都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
So, thanks very much for listening. This is Colin.
This is Cecilia. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。